Exclusive, Liz Collin, 5 First Responders Killed in 13-Month Span Under Tim Walz's Leadership. By Hannah Knudsen on August 14, 2024. 5 first responders have been murdered in 13 months due to the failed leadership of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. D. Liz Collin, the producer behind the documentary film The Fall of Minneapolis, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily on Thursday. I think something that also hasn't been discussed much on a national level just yet is we've lost 5 first responders in a 13-month period in Minnesota. The last being Jamal Mitchell, who is the Minneapolis police officer who was murdered in the street in the middle of the day in May, she said, adding, that's never happened before. 5 first responders, 4 police officers, 1 is a fire medic, she said, explaining that Walz, Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, has allowed lawlessness all across the state and encouraged crime. He's thrown now 6 police officers in total in prison on his watch. These are people who are doing their job or even following their training. This is, you know, the 4 police officers were deployed, but there's been other cases, as well. But just more recently, there was a Minnesota state trooper charged with murder for following his training. And rather than meeting with the state trooper, basically, this is a situation where this is a wanted felon pulled over in the middle of the night who's not complying, she said, describing the situation. There's a state trooper on the driver's side that gets sort of stuck in his vehicle. He's trying to drive off onto a very busy interstate. This other state trooper shoots him, and, sadly, he passes away. But, basically, he saved his partner's life in that moment. She said, noting that the Hennepin County attorney charged the trooper with murder anyway. A police organization tried to draw attention to the case. But Walz largely ignored it and instead opted to meet with the family of the man whom the state trooper shot. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Liz Collin, August 8, 2024. The person who was about to, you know, kill the state trooper, Collin said, asking, what kind of message do you think that sends? But this is what he does over and over again. Putting criminals on pedestals and going ahead and, you know, making the police and law enforcement agencies across the state into the bad guys, she said. This is part of his makeup. So, I think he's perfect for that position. But I also think it's interesting how he's trying to paint himself as this moderate and aw shucks dad jokes guy. But I think that goes into, you know, this lying nature that he has had. Clearly, for years, she added, emphasizing that the 5 first responders murdered spans from April 2023 to May 2024, starting with Polk County Deputy Josh Owen, who was talking about leaving law enforcement because of the controversies and lack of backup from leadership. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.